Happy Halloween, Andy Breckman.
Hey, pal. Thanks so much.
So nice to be with you on this most blessed day.
So nice to be with you by Skype, I guess.
Yeah. Where are you?
Okay. You know my front porch?
Yeah.
Okay. You know the left side of the porch behind the big column?
In Madison, New Jersey?
In Madison, New Jersey. I'm sitting on the rocking chair.
Uh-huh.
I'm in a kind of heavy coat because I got a little nippy.
And what's the name of that street you're on?
You know, it's so funny. I've lived here for like 30 years, and I can't remember the name of the damn street.
But Madison's
crazy,
from downtown Madison, you're up the hill. You go up the hill, past the church.
I remember a church.
Yep, and then how can people find your house if they want to trick or treat?
You know, it's so funny. I don't think they can. Isn't that funny? It's kind of like the country in Black Panther. There's like an invisibility cloak around my yard.
Well, you know,
it's funny.
If people want to go trick or treat,
not worth your time, really.
If people want to go trick or treating at the Breckman house, it's not hard to find Andy Breckman's address in Madison, New Jersey.
There's actually four Andy Breckmans in Madison, New Jersey, spelled the same.
No, there are not.
Yep. People go to the wrong one, and two of the four, not me, but two of the other three have guns.
There are no other Breckmans in Madison, New Jersey.
So knock on the door at your own risk.
Well, anyway, so you're there giving out candy. What do you got to give out tonight?
Well, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
Because I knew we would be doing our funny comedy show on the radio. Three nectarines in our little basket of candy.
Get out of here.
Mixed in with the Kit Kats and the peanut M&Ms.
Uh-huh.
And
nectarines?
Guess what just happened?
What?
They grabbed the nectarines. They didn't even know it was a joke.
Wow.
I said, that's my props. You're taking my props.
So you have no more nectarines?
No, I was gonna offer kids the nectarines, and the joke would be, oh, the kid, that's the last thing on earth the kids would want, nectarines.
I thought you were going to give out ice.
I could give out ice cubes.
Have you done that before, giving out ice cubes?
I did it years ago. It's quite insidious, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
You drop an ice cube into their paper bag.
Uh-huh.
And they say thank you because they're kids. They don't know. And they walk away. And then 3, 4, 5 houses later, it melts their bag and all the candy falls out. And then you pounce. You get all the candy. It's all over the ground. Hey, how are you? Good to see you. Who do we have here? Hey, Conrad. Oh, fantastic. Is this his first Halloween?
His first functional Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. He can't believe it. Has he figured out the system yet?
What do you say?
Yeah, let's hear it, Conrad. What do you say, buddy? Trick or treat? I think that's it. That's the line. Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, not that one. That one's magic. Those are magic ones. Here, take this one. I've been saving those. Here, take the. I have to only give you the non-magic. There you go. Sorry, I have to save. Okay,
now
perfect. Now, what did we say? Trick or treat. Okay. Didn't quite rehearse it as well as we had hoped. Okay, thanks very much. How are you kids doing? Trick or what? Trick or meat? Wait, what? Treat? Tree? Treat? It's Halloween. Oh, I got you. You want candy? There you go. You can take either one. I got to tell you, that Kit Kat's been around for like 3 years. Yeah, that one. Yeah, I got to warn you. No, that one, let me see. That one might be good. Okay, enjoy. Yeah, sure, thanks. Okay, stay in school. Say no to drugs.
So, Andy, you have Kit Kats there on your front porch in Madison, New Jersey.
We're all out of nectarines. If you're looking for nectarines, man.
Kit Kats and peanut M&Ms, is that what you said?
Yeah, we got Kit Kats and peanut M&Ms. The big question is, you have to gauge, you know, how many kids are going to be out. You have to gauge how many can they take. Like, can we afford to let them take two, or will we run out of candy? Oh, hey, here comes my son Evan and a couple of his friends, his hoodlum friends.
Yeah, make sure you get them on mic. You got to stick your face. You got to stick your face right in their face.
That, you know, with strangers' kids, that's not always easily done. Hey, guys. Hey, I'm afraid we're on the air live. Hey, Evan.
Hello, Ken.
That's Evan, of course.
Hey, Evan.
Hey, guys. Hey, tell our radio audience what your costumes are. Evan?
So I'm Clark Kent.
Evan is Clark Kent. He's wearing a suit and a shirt, and he looks like he's going to work, a business suit. But then he goes, and guess what, Ken?
What?
Well, he's Superman.
Ah. Has he got a Superman costume underneath his suit?
You're a guy who's got stabbed with pencil?
Yeah.
Fantastic costume. And how about you, Toon?
I'm just Bob Ross.
You're Bob Ross?
Bob Ross, the TV painter?
Wait, Bob Ross the painter?
Yeah.
Wow, what a great idea for a costume.
Well, he's wearing a red curly wig and glasses.
Does he have a Jufro? No,
yeah, he has a Jufro, he does. Oh, and a little
pieces can we get?
Well, Evan, how many kids do you think are out today? Can we give two?
Yeah, two.
Two? Okay.
All right. I'm supposed to take your picture, guys. Okay,
wait. And Beth is here taking pictures. And have you guys done Maple Street? There's a street that's in every town, I guess, has a legendary Halloween street where the candy is full size.
Oh, you're giving out minis?
Yeah, we're just giving out minis.
That's terrible.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, minis.
But they're also giving out, along with the candy, directions to Maple Street.
Well, I haven't heard.
Something.
I have not heard you do that.
I'll start doing that.
All right.
I'll start doing that. Because Maple Street is the Nirvana. It's the Halloween paradise.
Yeah, they give out full-size candy bars.
It's houses all close together.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you're not trekking between houses. You're not wasting valuable time and energy.
Okay.
It's the houses are near the street, and they all have yards connecting. You could just cut across the yards.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of traffic. Relatively safe. We've lost very few kids on Maple Street.
That's great.
And they're very proud of their reputation, and they give away a big family size candy bars. It's a legendary place to go.
And most importantly, we've now determined that the Breckmans do not live on Maple Street in Madison, so we're narrowing it down.
We do not live on Maple Street. If you want to move there, in fact, we looked at a couple houses there. But I'll be damned if I'm going to give away full size candy on Halloween. I said, honey, we're moving on.
If you want
to, I told the broker, any place but Maple Street. Hey, you know what else we can do?
What?
We can invite kids that are listening. If I knew the damn phone number, I'd give it out. We'd invite kids that are listening to call and tell us what candy they've collected, and maybe other kids will trade. Everyone has some candy they don't want, right?
Yeah, especially kids
some
with
candy that's not their favorite.
Especially kids with peanut allergies.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Maybe we should have like two separate bins, ones with peanuts and one without.
Yeah, you're mixing it all up. That would be
three bins. We already have one extra bin. It's what's a little box off to the side of razor blades.
Ah.
So the kids that want razor blades on Halloween can have them. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe in surprising kids.
Well, you don't want to put the razor blades in the same thing with the peanut M&Ms because be dangerous.
We keep them all separate. Safety first on Halloween.
Yeah, you don't want them to grab a razor blade and die of anaphylactic shock.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want them to grab a razor blade and die in a galactic shock. Man, we're funny.
Yeah. So,
never know what we're going to say next. Hey, so give the phone number away, and we are offering to hook kids up with other kids and maybe facilitate a post-trick-or-treat trade. The candy you collected that you don't like, maybe another kid will like. Maybe another kid has your favorite candy.
What's your favorite candy, Andy?
What's your favorite candy, Ken?
Zagnuts.
No, that's for no.
Yes.
That's not good candy.
Oh
no.
My God! You've probably never even tried a Zagnut.
No, it's not cool.
What are you talking about?
I heard when I was a young man, Zagnuts are for the uncool kids.
No, Zagnuts.
I steered clear of them.
It's like butterscotch with coconut. Oh my God! It's the best.
I like Almond Joys.
I do like Almond Joys. I like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Now, where's your wife? Is she home? Is it true you guys give away spiffs for Halloween?
Spliffs. Spliffs.
Yeah, little joints.
Spleefs.
Spleefs. Is that what they're called?
No, it's not true.
Oh, I heard you had a whole box of spliffs on the front porch.
No.
And with a big sign, take one, one only.
Nope. That's not us. Not anymore.
You had a big sign on the front lawn. Yeah. Fuzz not welcome.
No, we haven't done that in years. Years and years.
No, we. Yeah, I heard you got lazier and lazier, putting some seed, just putting some out on in a bowl, just roll your own. Had some paper off to the side.
Now we give out Tootsie Rolls with CBD.
Yeah.
Much better. So if you're in Madison, New Jersey, and you want to find the Breckman House, it's up the hill.
Never, I got to tell you, you've been warned. There are three other Andy Breckman spelled the same.
Up the hill, not on Maple Street.
Two of them are nasty hombres.
Bad hombres.
Yeah. Hey, listen. You know what I have with me? I have a recorder, the recorder that we took on our big cruise.
Yeah.
And the problem that we're having, we're having a problem editing this.
Yeah, it came out super distorted, so it looks like we're not going to be able to air.
I feel terrible for that band. Who was that band?
Hyman and Metal Funkel.
You can.
Hey, Evan.
Evan declaring his love.
I love you, Evan.
He's kind of saying he loves you, too. Someday Evan will say those words to me.
I love you more, Evan. So anyway, we've determined that Andy is not on Maple Street in Madison, New Jersey. He's not on...
Honey, I'm busy right now.
Not on Main Street. He's not on Vinton. That's another hint.
Honey, I'm busy. How do I get this to play? Ken, I'm looking at this.
Why do you want to play it? I can thank people who've pledged to our imaginary fundraiser. It's the last.
Oh, I owe you a check. I owe you a big major league check.
No, I think you gave it to me.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you gave it to me. How's that for honesty? I could have just gotten another big check from you.
I never know.
But thank you to Robert from Perth Amboy pledging to the imaginary fundraiser. And Chris in New York City. WFMU is at about just short of 90% of the station goal, and it's the last day, so we're still 10%
here
short.
Here you go. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, more trick-or-treaters.
How old are you guys?
Will that affect how much candy I get?
Yeah, it certainly will, because if you're over 30, are you over 30?
No, I'm 19.
Oh, see, I was going to say over 30. Okay.
Wow.
You have a 19-year-old trick-or-treater?
Well, we live in a college town. There you go.
We will.
You don't say no to drugs.
Good idea.
Wait a second. You really have a 19-year-old trick-or-treater there?
Yeah. Well, that's why we moved to Madison. We got the co-eds that come right to the door once a year. Okay, here's the recording we made. Listen to this.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't sound good, Andy. Yeah.
It's as bad as it could get.
Yeah.
So I feel terrible for...
There will be no program recorded on Clipper City on the 7 Second Delay Booze Cruise a couple of weeks.
It's kind of like, it'll be like Prince's Black Album. Do I have that reference right?
Yes, very good.
Or, of course, Smile. It'll be like a legendary lost concert.
Yes. Our second legendary lost show.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's great about those lost shows? You can't help but believe they would have been classic shows.
Yeah, they would have.
Right? Yeah, but of course it's easy to say. It's the one that got away. It's the fish that got away. How big was that fish?
Yeah. And we're looking for anybody to call us up at 201-209-9368. If you have a trick-or-treater there who would like to barter what they got, maybe they have a peanut allergy. They have a valuable commodity in all the Reese's.
Oh, wait, girls, I changed my mind. I rethought our policy. I think you're too old. Can I have the candy back? Yeah, I think you had an M&M, and then I think you had an M&M peanut. Please? We just rethought our whole candy policy. What? Oh, pre-law students. Yeah. Fine.
You know, in Virginia, they'll arrest you if you're like 13 years old or older and trick or treating.
Yeah, unless you're with your husband. That's how you do it.
Yeah,
that's exactly how you do it, pal.
Thank you.
Ken passes me the ball, and I take the 3-point shot.
Well played, Andy Breckman.
So anyway, I feel terrible about the band, and we were going to plug Clipper City.
Yeah, and ManhattanBySale.com, who donated.
Oh my gosh!
Donated the cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, what a good time it was.
Now, because no show came of it, may I have my check back?
No. We still did the cruise.
Well, you can't prove it.
No, there's photographic evidence.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Enjoy your money.
Yeah.
So we're at 90%. Is this the last night of the damn thing?
It is, yeah. So if anybody can pledge and help 7 Second Delay get over its goal, 7 Second Delay is...
Hey, we have...
What's that?
Our little show, we're still short?
Yeah, we're still short a bit.
Oh, that's an embarrassment.
Yeah, if you can go to WFMU.org and make a pledge, we're trying to get the station and the program over the goal for our October imaginary fundraiser. WFMU.org is the pledge address, and the on-air number here is 201-209-9368. And, of course, Andy is on his front porch in Madison, New Jersey. It will not be hard to find him if you really...
Well, if we haven't made our goal, I mean, your other shows must be really struggling because we're really the only good thing you've got on the schedule.
Well, not really. Actually, we're lagging behind a lot of other shows.
We are?
Yeah. Yeah, we really are. Yeah, we're about $750 short of our goal.
We are?
Yep.
What do we have to do?
I don't know. I'm giving away candy?
What do I have to do? I've often done two shows in a row.
You mean 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
I mean, everybody.
What else can a man do? I'm just one man.
Everybody does that.
They do?
Yeah.
Right, here we go. Hey, kids. Hey. You have something?
Describe what's going on there, Andy.
Hey, I love your costumes. Can I guess what you are? You're not fully on, so it's a little harder to guess. Oh, you have a tail. You have a tail? That's the head? You're a dead elk. Look, someone hit in the car. Hit and run victim. I don't know. I give up. What are you? Oh, a reindeer. Oh, I say. Oh, it's a Christmas theme deal. And you're Saint Nick? Yeah, you're Saint Nick, and you're one of the elves. I love it. Well, you know, we can't decide how many candies to give people. How many do you think each kid should get?
Four.
Two? And what do you say?
Four.
Two or three? Okay. You know, I have a voice in my head. You know, like David Berkowitz, he heard voices sometimes. I have a voice in my head, and my voice is saying four. Do you think that's fair?
Yes, four.
Okay. Here you go. Take four.
Four each.
No, wait. Now, are you going to say thank you after each one, or do you save it for a big thank you for after? A big thank you after? I think that's fair. Save your energy. Yeah. Oh, you're taking four big ones. Oh, now we're really in trouble. Okay. Now, do you at the end of the night, do you trade the ones you don't like?
Yeah.
Okay. We're trying to do that on the air. Oh, you're welcome, kids. Stay in school. Say no to drugs. Or as Ken would say, say maybe to drugs. Don't close the door all the way to drugs, right, Ken?
No, I say just don't take more.
Too short.
Don't take more than one.
Yeah. Be with a friend. I mean, if you do take them, and we hope you don't, be with someone you trust.
Right, have a guide.
Have a guide.
Yeah.
Have a guide. Yeah.
It's important.
Stay at school and have a guide.
Set and setting. Tell them, set and setting, Andy. Tell them.
Yeah. Oh, you know those kids. Oh, Beth is warning me against making drug jokes.
Well, those aren't drug jokes. These are life lessons.
Save their life.
Life advice.
If they go down the Ken Friedman path in life, this advice could save their...
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That, there's the road not taken, and there's that road that Ken is waving you on. Ken is saying, hey, let's see what's down here. There's that third road that Robert Frost never mentioned.
Oh, the miles to go before he sleeps road? Yeah, that's not the one to take. That's not the one.
It's the Kent Friedman Road. The one with the big sign that says first one's free. Hey, wait. Has any trade candy their kid?
What's that?
Has anyone called the show to trade candy to take us up on our offer?
No. The phone number is 201-209-9368. If there are any trick-or-treaters out there who would like to barter what they got, I know that there's a lot of substandard candy out there. You could trade up.
What candy did you not want? What disappointed you? What candy did you not want to see in your bag?
Oh, well, any kind of those horrible chalky lozenges things. You know, kisses, Hershey kisses.
Why? Is so much trouble to unwrap them?
Well, I just like don't like pure chocolate that much. You know, it's much more fun to get something, you know, that mixes it up. Lollipops are the worst. Tangerines, ice. apples. Right.
Message received. I won't give away any more tangerines.
Yeah, anything with razor blades or pins in it, definitely worth trading away. The best thing to get is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or Peanut M&Ms or Mr. Good Bar. Not so crazy about Kit Kats. Zagnuts haven't been around for ages. They're back now, but they were gone most of the time I was growing up. What did you like to trade away?
Ken, you gotta cut off this list now. It's time to just stop listing these candies.
Okay.
Listeners are driving into walls trying to kill themselves.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's all right.
Hey, thank you to Matthew in College Park, Maryland, pledging a seven-second delay.
Did he pledge $750?
Nope, but he's doing he's a monthly swag for life pledger. Thank you, Matthew.
We need one pledge of $750.
As is Joe in Montclair, another monthly swag for lifer. Thank you, Joe.
Why don't we start catering our programming toward rich people? All we need is one whale. Why don't we just start talking about tax breaks and luxury vacations?
Yeah, we haven't gotten a single pledge come in since we've gone on the air here.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, you know why everyone's out? It's a... To be
well, you're
hey up. Guys, hey, we have some candy for you, or I could give you candy, or it's your choice. I can recommend a movie. I could recommend a movie in lieu of candy. It will be instead of candy. What would you like? Gone Girl, sexy, twisty, fun. It's on pay per view. Okay, you've got your recommendation. So you took in. I recommended a movie. You're taking candy as well. I thought we had a deal. Hey, costume. Dinosaur, am I right? Okay, go reach on in. Well, you can have one. Well, one. Oh, my God, he can't even see where he is. Hey, how are you? Oh, he's going to need help on the stairs. Oh, you're walking. He's a walking lawsuit, actually, is what he is. I'm dressed up as a lawsuit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go find some rich guy's house. Hey, how are you? Hey, what a great costume. Are you a dinosaur? Oh, a dragon? I don't know. The dragons are okay. They're not really real. It's kind of a weird choice. Thanks very much. You're the best. Thanks, Liam. Thank you. Hey, honey, here you go. Here you go. Are you allowed to have one? Oh, here you go, sweetheart. Happy Halloween. There you go. Stay in school.
Well, that was exciting, Andy. Are you getting a nice, diverse range of kids? I mean, like all racial and ethnic backgrounds coming up to your house there?
Yeah, you have to let everyone. You have to let everyone.
In Madison, New Jersey?
You have to let everyone trick-or-treat. That's the law, Ken.
I know.
It's not just the law. I believe it's also the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Did you take your whites only sign off of your yard?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, you got to. You've got to.
Especially in this day.
I mean, the way the country's going, everyone's so sensitive.
I know. I know you're still down with the white power thing, but I gave it up a couple of weeks ago. Hey, thank you, Connor in Brooklyn, also joining our monthly Swag for Life program. And
is that a new pledge?
Nope. Oh, here's a new pledge. Emma from Massachusetts.
$750?
Nope. Thank you, Emma. Emma says, I laugh, I cry. Thank you for your bad attitudes. It makes me feel better.
Run.
Yeah, of course.
Hi, how are you? Of course. Oh, you want to leave Henry's costume here? Now is Henry going then costume-less? Oh, okay. I don't know. With time, I guess only time will tell. You know what he should do? He should go to describe the costume he was wearing earlier. Dinosaur costume. The kid just jettisoned it. And now Beth is giving away water.
Water.
My wife doesn't say no.
Water.
She gives it. She gives. No jury in Madison will convict my wife of anything. Because she, so many people are indebted to her. Okay. Another kid. There you go. How are you? There. Okay. Hey, how you doing? Oh, you're a policeman. I love that. Here you go. Take a thank you for your service. There you go. Take a candy. Good choice. That's gum. There you go. Gum is the snack that keeps on giving because you can chew it all day. But if you do a radio show, don't chew gum right into the mic. I tried that once. My co-host. Okay. Another word. Hurry, honey. He's really thirsty. Beth, hurry. My wife is offering water, bottled water to the parents.
Oh, to prevent dehydration. That's yeah. Good. That's good.
Yeah. There you go. And now kids are crying for some reason right in our front yard.
Maybe it's because of the ice you put in their bag.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. Sure. Okay, sure. Hey, that water's from both of us. She gave it out, but that's from both of us. Oh, you're welcome.
Andy, we have a caller.
Okay, is it a little kid with candy?
It is not. It's John in Orange County. Hey, John, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, how's it going? I got no
candy. Yeah, exactly.
Sorry to say.
What's that?
I'm driving home from school, but one thing
I have
a
scary old man.
Andy, who's got the best costume so far?
The best costume on the, you mean in our neighborhood?
Yeah.
Well, my wife, I think, is dressed as a
foxy what?
Middle-aged lady.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Hey, Jen, how are
you're not moving around, are you, Andy? You keep breaking up.
Oh, I am. Oh, I'll move the laptop closer to the house. I'm actually live on the air, Shane. You are. Yeah, you have actually. Yep, there are over 9 people listening to what we're saying right now. I have more people live at my door than I do listening on the air.
Hey, that's not true. There's got to be at least double digits, more than 2.
There's got to be. Well, you can tell by the way that that tote board is just lighting up, right, Ken?
Yes, sir.
On our imaginary.
Well, John, Andy answered your question. Anything else we can help you with tonight?
No, that's it. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, John.
Hey, Beth, I love your foxy lady costume. Oh, it's not a costume. Oh, that's just what you're wearing day to day. Oh.
Oh, Andy, you're such a charmer.
That's how you keep the spice in your marriage, Ken. The secret.
Yeah, I'm going to have to write that one down. Yeah. The candy barter line is 201-209-9368.
Well, look, kids are out trick-or-treating. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I'm not listening. I'm actually on the air. Well, I am. It was in the car driving an hour.
Hey, thank you to Sarah from Goshen. Sarah checking in during the program.
She played. You are on the show. Yeah, well, I don't have to love it. Yeah, we are the best neighbors.
And Derek from British Columbia, the land of legal weed. Thank you, Derek.
I love your costumery as the foxy neighbor. Is that what you're... Yeah. Is that what you're wearing? That's how you just keep spice in your relationships too, Ken. It's all important. Oh my God, we've got a gaggle, a herd of teenagers heading our way. Holy moly. Those kids are big kids.
Really? Like
there must be It's like a scene from The Wanderers. it's 20 kids heading our way. Brace yourself.
Make sure you get them on mic. I'm sitting on the dump button.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Those teenagers, they know all the words.
Careful not to mix up the razor blades with the peanut products.
They're all labeled, Ken. Peanut, razor blade, and peanut free. Bye. Yeah, glows in the dark. We have one kid glowing in the dark.
Oh, man. Thank you, JV, from the District of Columbia. Checking in during the show.
Yeah, did he pledge $750?
Nope, but we need a little bit less than that.
Do you want to hear something pathetic?
Yeah.
Am I the biggest pledger now to my own show?
I would have to check that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's nothing sadder in the world than to be your own biggest pledger.
That is pretty sad, yeah.
It's just pathetic.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. People say, hey, how much do you get paid to do your show on WFMU? I say, I don't get paid. They say, you mean you do it for free? I say, no, I don't do it for free either. I wish I did do it for free. I should renegotiate my deal there and do it for free. You mean it costs you money to do it? I say, yes. They say, then why do you do it? And I say, I don't know. And I start to get a little teary. I don't know, I say. I have that conversation at least once a month.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing that you're saying that you're using the foxy lady costume.
Yeah.
That you're using the word foxy instead of hot. Because if you were using the word hot, you might get in trouble. But nobody remembers really what foxy means.
How many can you take? You can take one and a half. Here's one Kit Kat, and here's a half a Kit Kat for you. I'm breaking it in half. There you go.
Hold on. Kit Kat?
Okay, there you go. There's half. Okay, and you get one and a half. So you'll take his half, and there's one. That's one and a half. Okay, and you... Okay, here's M&M peanuts. Put your hand out. Put your hand out.
They're nut allergies. Don't do that.
Oh, they're nut allergies? Oh. Do you have a nut allergy? Look at you all glowing. But the nuts are, honey, the nuts are in bags. Oh, you got to keep them in the bag? Oh, there you go. Oh, hey, guys. You look like Abraham Lincoln. Oh, boy. You're probably wondering how that play, Our American Cousin, ended. Because I know you didn't get to see the whole play. I'll tell you why that's funny.
Don't give it away, Andy.
Hey, have you guys been to Maple Street? Have you been to Maple Street? Oh, yeah, you got to go to Maple Street. Wait, you're Abe Lincoln, too? Two Abe Lincoln. Wait a minute. Two Abe Lincolns. Something's fishy here. You want some water? You want a bottle of water? That costs us 90 cents. You can take one, honey. No, you can take two. No, one. I'm going to say one. No, two. Take two. I'm going to say two. No, wait. Okay, two. Okay, three. No. That was a joke. You can't even tell when I'm joking. Two, not 40. I'm going to say three. No. Dear God.
Andy's on his front porch in Madison, New Jersey. He's not on Maple Street. I'm looking at a map of Madison right now.
Maple Street is the epicenter, man. Maple Street is paradise on earth. Everyone on Maple Street is giving away full-size candy bars. The big ones.
And
go to Maple Street.
There's 124. That's Main Street. He's not on Main Street. Oh, there we go. I see the Breckman residence.
Yeah, well, you might have the wrong Breckman. There are three other Breckmans in Madison.
He's not on...
Hey, there's my beautiful girl.
Not on Vinton. Hey, Molly. Oh, I see Maple. Wow.
Hey, Molly, are you having a fun Halloween? Apples. Okay. I'm talking. I'm actually on the air. Nope. No one's. Yeah. This is and on the air. Hi guys. You want to shout out to someone? Who might be listening? I'll tell you why that's funny. No, it's on WFMU. That's why the shout outs are so funny. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Abby, Abby wants a shout out to her dog, Winston. Her dog is a big fan of, not our show, a big fan of Kim and Emily's.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Kim, it's all good.
Kim and Emily will be on in 20 minutes with the great Hurricane Sandy retrospective.
You know that movie Gravity? Remember when Sandra Bullock was in Gravity?
Yeah.
She was all alone in space.
Yep.
And she was crying and shouting to people, uh-huh. yelling at the gods. That's what a shout out on WFMU is like.
Was that after George Clooney died?
Yes, after George Clooney died. Here comes more kids. Oh my God, it is. Oh my God, we have a target on our backs. Here we go. Oh, what beautiful costumes.
Andy is in Madison, New Jersey.
Honey, oh yeah.
He's not
on
Maple.
Hey, you want some meatloaf? My wife can cook you up some meatloaf.
He's not on Vinton.
If you give her if you give her an hour,
but the Breckmans
can get a whole four-course
live
meal together.
Right off of Vinton.
You want a chicken pot pie? Yeah, come on over.
Andy didn't hear me say that.
We should give away chicken pot pies and have a little microwave on the front porch. Oh, you're welcome. Beth, you took the bag away from me, the candy bag. That's the engine that's driving my radio show. Bye. Well, it's just a few minutes to 7, so I guess it's time to thank Nick and everybody, right, Ken?
No, we have 20 minutes to go, Andy. No,
that can't be true.
I can thank Jenny from Alexandria, Virginia for pledging. Thank you, Jenny.
We have 20 minutes to go. So Einstein's theory was right. In some circumstances, time just stands still.
Well, it doesn't stand still. It does get very slow.
It gets very slow.
Very, very slow.
So right now, Molly and 4 or 5 of her hoodlum friends are sitting on our front porch.
Uh-huh.
They're taking a break from their Halloween routine.
Have they been to Maple Street?
Now, when you were younger, Ken, did you sort of have a plan to hit as many houses as possible, like a military sort of strategy?
No, we just put in the time. We just we definitely tried to hit as many houses as we could, but we
didn't. Do you remember those days, those magic days when Halloween fell on a Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, euphoria. Oh, how sweet that was.
Yes. Do you remember the last you remember the last time you trick-or-treated?
It's been a couple of years. I'm 63.
What did you wear?
Do you remember the last time you trick-or-treated?
I do. So what did you wear a couple of years ago when you went trick-or-treating? You must have been like 62 or something?
Yeah, I was 62. I went as a very, very foxy housewife. I used some of Beth's clothes. Oh, hey, guys. Oh, hey, look at you guys. Okay, come on up and say trick-or-treat and say what your costume is. What is your costume? You're an elephant? You're a very pretty elephant. Okay, am I allowed to say that these days? A pretty elephant. All right, take a candy. There you go. What's your... Waldo. Oh, okay, there you go. Waldo can take one. And how are you? You're a chicken? Very cute. Very cute chicken. Very cute chicken. You're a fighter jet pilot, but you're a girl. Is that possible? A jet pilot can be a girl? Oh, my gosh. It's this world, like the world we're living in, is. And what are you?
A chicken.
Wait, the other kid was a chicken. You're being chicken together. Did you coordinate that beforehand? Oh, the laughs you must have had at recess, planning your night. And you're. What are you? What's a pink lady? Wait, are those the people that scream during the Republican conventions?
No, that's, they're from the Godzilla movies. Pink Lady.
Oh, the Godzilla movies. Okay, there you go. A pink lady. Oh, yeah, there you go. And now what's your costume? You're a morph? Okay, morph suit. I don't know what that is.
A Mighty Morphin.
You're the same thing as him? Oh, a Mighty Mighty Morphin.
A Mighty Morphin Power Ranger.
No, they're not Mighty Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. They're just Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. Yeah. You gave them a little too much credit there, Ken. You put in an extra mighty.
No, I think I just said one mighty.
Honey, these parents are looking very, very thirsty. Why don't you set up a little barbecue out here?
Thank you, Lonnie from North Brunswick, for pledging to our imaginary fundraiser.
Oh, my God. Here comes a whole... Look at this. It's like a swarm of bees. Oh, my God. Save yourself, Beth. Beth, go get help. I'll hold them off as long as I can. Oh my God, it's like 30 kids. Okay, wait, Beth, we're going to need more candy. Okay. Oh my God, wait, what's your costume? Who are you? Donald Trump. Okay, there you go. You look fantastic. You're the first Donald Trump of the night. And who are you? Oh, you're a baseball player of some kind. Basketball player. Okay. Fantastic. Great costume. Okay, and who are you? And you're Groucho Marx? Oh, I don't understand that is. Wait, and who are you? Are you Bigfoot? Oh, that's Colin. Okay. Wait, and who are you? Are you Littlefoot? You're Griffin? Hi, kids. Wait, and what's your costume? Okay, you're a penguin?
A penguin?
Okay, stay in school. And now, wait, what are you?
A unicorn.
Wait, weren't you here before?
No.
This is your first time here? Okay, enjoy. Holy moly, there's no end to you. Wait a minute, how many of you are there?
Four.
You're multiplying. Oh, my God. You're like the blob. You just keep multiplying. Oh, my God, there's no end to you. Okay, have mercy on me. That's supposed to be a scary spider. Sorry, you're welcome. Thank you for saying thank you. Thank you for saying thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, now you say thank you for saying thank you for saying thank you. You never know what I'm going to say. Okay, hey guys, and who are you? Oh, Little Red Riding Hood. I've heard good things about you. Here you go. You can take one or two or three. If you've been good this year, you can take three. If you had a good report card, if your last report card was good. Your progress report was good? Then you can take three. How was your progress report?
Thank you.
Yeah, what did you get? Yeah, but you got a good grade on all your tests? 100? Okay, you can take three. Okay, and that's because you know how to cheat and not get caught. Bye. Stay in school. Hi, kids. Dear God. And wait, pink lady? You're another pink lady?
What the hell?
What is... Oh, you're all coordinated. You all knew you were going to be pink ladies, right? And you're Harry Potter? Hermione, what's that?
Hermione.
You should be Harry Potter. He was the star of the show. Next time you think it through a little better.
How many
can you take? How many can Hermione take?
Yes.
Isn't that a funny question for Hermione? How many? Well, I don't know how many, Hermione. I'm just on a roll now. Okay, I'm being so funny, aren't I? You know, you can't believe how funny. You didn't know how funny this house would be, right? Okay, take another one because you're being so patient. Dear God, put me out of my misery. Is this over yet, Ken?
No, it's not over.
Okay.
How long?
Hey, if somebody is in town and they, hey, there you go.
How long are you going to be on your porch in Madison, New Jersey? Not on Maple, but
As soon as the clock strikes seven, I am history.
Off of Vinton, but you're gonna still be giving candy out at your house in Madison.
Beth will be here.
Yeah. Okay.
I will hand the reins over to Beth. Oh my God!
But if people go to the front porch of the Breckman residence and ask for you, surely you'll come and say hello.
If they ask for me, my 44 caliber friend will say hello first.
I see.
Hold Maisie. Yeah, my dog, my bulldog, my two bulldogs.
Oh, your sweet little dog Maisie. Hey, Andy, we got a pledge from Erica in Morristown, who loves the morning show, says Wake and Bake is the best way to start the day.
Oh, I've heard good things about the morning show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are my favorite.
Interestingly, didn't have any comments about 7-second delay.
Oh. Ken, are we really short on our show? Are we coming up short?
Yeah, we're coming up a bit short. Only $689 left to go, though.
What can I do? What else can I do? I give and I give.
This is
I give on sometimes 2 weeks consecutively.
Well, most people come in, 48, 50 weeks a year.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Hey, did you get any news from
Oh, hey, guys. Oh, you don't even have a costume?
I just want to look
really good. Alexa Leah, you better do something about that if you want one of our Twix bars.
No costume.
Yeah, sure. Oh, sure.
Andy Breckman is dispensing candy on the front porch of his house in Madison, New Jersey. Not on Maple Avenue.
Not on Maple Avenue, which should be everyone's destination.
Not far from Hillside Avenue.
Oh, I can't believe I had peanut M&Ms. I went off my diet. That's the first candy I've had in a month.
And not far from Vinton Road.
Oh, hey, guys. Oh, what cute costumes.
What do you got? What kind of costumes you got, Andy?
What kind of costume is that? You're He-Man? What are you, Batman? You're Venom? And wait, and who are you guys? Oh, Harlequin. Oh, I've heard. Oh, wait, isn't Harlequin a bad guy?
No, Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. Oh, that isn't she a bad guy?
Yeah.
Wait, is Venom a good guy or a bad guy?
He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy?
They're the bad guys you root for.
Wait, who roots for them?
The audience.
Your audience? Okay, hey, thanks. You can take as many as you want. Where'd that come from? That way lies disaster. As many as you want.
No FMU listeners?
I can't leave Beth alone. Hi, guys. Hi, guys. You know how many you can take? You know how many candy you can take? As many as you think you deserve. Okay? But you have to tell me. How many do you think you deserve?
I think you're going to get two.
You deserve two. Okay. You deserve two? Okay. Water. Honey, I went. That's from Costco. That's real water. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Dear God. Beth, we're out of water. Beth. Dear God, honey. Water. Okay. Okay. You kids love urinating? Hey, listen, don't urinate on our yard. You can drink the water, but move on before you go urinating. Okay, only take as many as you deserve. How many do you deserve? You deserve the whole bucket? You know what? You're a man after my own heart. One more? Okay, take what you deserve. Search your heart. Be honest for once in your life. How many do you do? You do? You're taking the whole bucket? Based on what? Three? That's what you deserve? You must think a lot about yourself. Okay. Thank you. Stay in school. Say no to drugs. Yeah. Okay.
Kind of hard.
How many do you deserve? Two? Okay, take as many as you deserve. Search your heart. Be honest. This is the honor system. How many are you taking? One. Oh, honey. No, I think she would know better than you how many she deserves. One. Yeah. Okay. Everyone that took water, you do your urinating elsewhere. Yeah. That's my costume, honey. I'm the creepy old man. I'm the creepy old neighbor. Yeah. If the frisbee lands in my yard, you leave it there. Don't go in Mr. Breckman's yard to get your frisbee. I have a whole basement full of frisbees, Ken.
Do you really?
Yeah, nobody comes in my yard to get them.
Do you keep them in that room? You know the room I'm talking
about? I keep them in my yard.
That's kind of weird. The masturbatorium.
Sometimes I just go into my masturbatory and sit in the big easy chair and just look at my frisbee collection.
So it's like most people have a ballroom.
I know.
You have a frisbee room.
I just count my frisbees. Hey, you leave that frisbee where it lays. This is my yard now. I own that frisbee now. Hey, what is your costume? You're a ninja?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, hey, ninja, you know how many we're giving away? As many as you deserve. As many as you think you should have. A robotic ninja. Okay. Okay.
Didn't some kid say he deserved them all?
Yeah. Why don't you offer him a time slot, Ken? Seems pretty unstable to me. Almost unstable enough to get on your show.
Yeah, send them my way.
Okay. How you doing? What is your costume?
I'm a baby deer.
You're a baby deer? Okay. I love that. I love that. Okay. Hey, be very careful on Maple Avenue. There's a hunter lives on the end of the street. Okay. Hey, thanks very much. Stay in school. You ran out of water there, Betty? Oh, one last water. Who will get Beth's last water? Not me. We know that. Yeah.
Is that that super special Costco water?
Yeah. It is that super special Costco water.
Wow, no wonder you only have one left.
Yeah. Hey, can my wife give you, a bath, back massage? Sponge bath? Anything we could do for you?
Keep setting.
How are we doing on time, Ken?
Oh, we got another 20 minutes to go.
No.
15 minutes.
That
yeah.
can't be true.
No, it's 15 minutes to go here on the Halloween episode of 7 Second Delay. Andy Breckman on his front porch in Madison, New Jersey. People are trick-or-treating. If you can get over there, I would love it if
Change
a WFMU
pace.
Listener showed up at Andy's front porch.
I know you would.
And refused to leave. That would be a dream.
He's giving my address away.
No, I'm not.
I haven't scare people away.
I haven't given your address. Well, those search engines are an amazing thing. I have a feeling your address is probably public.
That is my nightmare. That is my nightmare. A horde of listeners.
Ah, oh, that'd be the best.
I've been on a boat with them. I was on a boat with like 80 of them.
Yeah, it was fun. Too bad the recording.
It was fun.
Too bad the recording didn't come out.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
Damn, Ken.
I know.
It's our Smile album. It's our Black album. Names. What other albums are like legendary that no one's ever heard?
Yeah, the Black album, Smile, the original Blood on the Tracks. Although that's getting released now. Actually,
oh yeah. Although there's still some, I think there's still some acoustic versions of that they say were erased.
Oh, really?
Some of the songs. When he went back to Milwaukee, right? Didn't he do some of it in Milwaukee or Minnesota or something?
Yeah, but I think they're releasing all the original New York recordings from.
Yeah, the New York stuff. Yeah, survived. Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Fred, in Washington D.C. Joining.
Did he pledge $750?
He did not, but he is part of our monthly Swag for Life program. Thanks, Fred.
Good.
Thanks, Howard in New York.
You only have 5 minutes left to show your appreciation. To say thanks, Andy. Thanks, Ken. Hey, guys.
So, Andy, next week we were going to air the Booze Cruise episode.
I know.
It's because you're out of town.
Hey, you know what you can do?
What?
For next week? I'm out of town.
Recreate
maybe
it?
Maybe I can Skype in if the timing works out. But, We can have people who were on the Booze Cruise call with their favorite memories of the Booze Cruise. We can recreate it. You can have a bed of music of the ocean of water lapping, of waves lapping against the hull.
Yeah.
Right?
I think I'll pass on that.
Why? We could talk. People can talk about the Booze Cruise, and it would be the next best thing to being there.
We should just do another Booze Cruise.
Like our show is the next best thing to a real radio show.
Once it gets warmer out.
Once it gets warmer, do it again?
Yeah. We should do it in the spring.
Yeah, for sure. Still do it when it's warmer.
Still be light out.
Wait, but I already did my ventriloquism act and my stand-up routine.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. We can...
I have nothing. I've got nothing else.
We can book real comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
We can have real entertainment. I can get my friend Simon Mandel. He's a great magician, comedian.
Great, great. Yeah, you should get Triumph.
I can get Evan to do his stand-up. I can get Josh's band, DC and the Desperados, available now on Spotify and iTunes.
Oh, I've heard all about DC and the Desperados.
Yeah, they were our theme music last week.
I believe they're trending on Spotify now, are they not?
Well, they deserve to be.
Yeah.
I think they're great. Oh, listen to that. Listen to that, Ken. Do you hear that? Ken, listen.
What?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Oh, it's gone now. Oh, it must have been in my imagination.
Yeah, it must have been.
It was like a mirage, no, a beautiful, sweet mirage.
We still have 12 minutes to go, Andy.
Oh, my God. I really swear I heard our theme music kicking in.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's like imagining.
I want it so bad.
It's like imagining.
I willed myself to hear it.
That's incredible. It's like when you imagine your phone is vibrating and it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
You actually have hallucinations that you're hearing our outro theme.
Yeah. Oh, wait, listen. I hear it again. Ken, I swear I heard it.
I'm telling you, this is like a phantom vibration thing you're experiencing.
It is. I just long for it so badly.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Nick the Bard, for helping us out tonight.
And thanks to Veronica.
And thanks to our...
You know what, Ken? I'm going to say thanks to you.
Well, thank you, Andy.
I never remember to thank you, but you contribute a little bit to every show.
I do.
I mean, at least you try your best.
I try.
You're swinging the bat. In there.
Do I get a participation award?
You do, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Look, look what you did tonight. You ran the board. You talked to me. You hooked me up on Skype. You kept the conversation going as best you could with little fillers and asides.
Oh, man, your patronizing compliments mean so much to me.
Patronizing, that's such a big word.
Yeah.
That's such a big word you just used so casually. You're doing so great, Ken.
Thank you, man.
I love you, buddy.
I love you too, Andy.
It's almost over, sweetheart.
Hey, thanks to everybody who pledged to the imaginary fundraiser. Please keep pledging.
Can you give away bottled water at my memorial service, too? We can invite people. If they're thirsty, come on to my memorial service when I kick the bucket.
You're going
to
give away Costco bottled water at your memorial service?
Yes, Will.
I'm there. Count me
now
in.
Now Ken's going to come. Yeah. Then I'll give away water for you. I will. I'll have it catered, honey. TGI Fridays. They cater now.
Hey, Andy, thanks.
Okay, buddy, I'll see you. I'll try to Skype in next week if the timing works out. Or I'll see you in 2 weeks for sure.
Okay, sounds good.
Bye.
Thanks to everybody who's pledged to the Imaginary Fundraiser. This is the last night. If you can help push us over, we're getting close to 90% of the way to our goal. You can pledge at WFMU.org. Thanks to Thaddeus in Brooklyn and Thelonious in Portland, Maine. Thank you very much. Amy in Highland Park, my old hometown. And Erica in Morristown. Thanks to all of you. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for In Real Life with Emily and Kim Zilla, the Hurricane Sandy retrospective. The number so you can call the soul.
You're both going on a trip with me. Imagine this.
Big fan of you, it's a sandy storm.
What if I blow your brain apart? There ain't no sandy storms. We're out in the woods now, so don't forget it. I'm going to sleep.
I know there's gotta be a sandy storm. There's just gotta be.
What the hell's going on?
It's a sandy storm. Like I told you. I knew there would be one. I just knew it.
You wanna know what I know?
Good evening, lifers. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla.
Hey, Kim.
Hi.
What? What was that intro? At the beginning, before the Tammies.
That's a mystery intro.
That's a mystery intro?
Yeah.
Where did you find it?
I actually found it on Scott Williams' playlist when he returned back onto the air after Sandy. So we'll have to ask him at a later date.
Deep dive.
Yeah.
I like that.
So tonight we are, as Ken mentioned it, and it seems very fancy when he says a retrospective. But yeah, we're going to be revisiting those crazy days 12 years ago this week.
Yeah.
12 years ago this week when Hurricane Sandy kind of blew into town and knocked WFMU's transmitters off the air, knocked our electricity out, basically surrounded us by water. So there's a lot of DJs that got involved in making sure that the playlists continue. They set up remote studios outside of the impacted areas. So tonight we're going to be talking to a lot of DJs. We're going to talk to Ken Friedman, Jeff Moore, our IT director, Doug Schulkind, who does the Give the Drummer radio stream.
Yeah.
Dan Boda, who does Vocal Fry.
Yeah.
Therese Mailer, who does the Therese show.
Just
Therese?
I think it's just Therese. It's
Clay Pigeon of, the Wake and Bake morning show. And Scott Williams.
I'm so excited.
So we're jam-packed. So we're going to jump right into it. But I want to just kind of, let you guys know, we do have a fundraiser. We're not going to pitch. But I think that a lot of these interviews really speak to how our listeners and our commenters became kind of a community and a family. And I want you to think about that while you listen to some of these interviews.
And we want you to keep in mind that we are within, I think, we're in the 90%.
We're almost 90%. Please let us get
to our goal. And if that happened during our show, I think we could buy ourselves another year on the air just on the strength of that alone. Don't you think so?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you like what you hear and you're thinking, gosh, what a great community was created in the midst of this insane time that was the days following Sandy, and you want to support that, you can go online to WFMU.org and you can pledge. And you can pledge to our show. You can pledge
Please.
To all shows.
Pledge to our show.
But though. You should pledge to our show.
Yeah. And Aaron from Minneapolis, you are absolutely correct. This was 2012 that it happened. It was 6 years ago, not 12 years ago.
I thought that when you said it, I was dang.
I need an editor,
I'm old.
Even in real life.
That's what Aaron's for.
So why don't we get this started where we're going to talk to Ken, station manager Ken, and hear what he has to say.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
It was a dark and stormy night. Three guys were sitting around the campfire. One of them said, "Tell us a story, Jack." All right.
I naively thought that there was some chance that we might be able to stay on the air, so I arranged for Clay Pigeon and Therese to be here. Therese came by the afternoon that Sandy was rolling in, and we made sure that there were plenty of flashlights around, and I took window air conditioning units out of the window, and I shut down a couple of computers, but I did not shut down every single non-essential computer, and that was a big mistake. And then I went home.
So at this point, the preparation of having the servers remotely, was that in preparation for the hurricane, or was that just a plan that you had to go to the cloud and had nothing to do with emergency preparedness?
Yeah, that was just a remarkable, wonderful coincidence that about 3 months before Sandy hit, we took all of our servers and took them out of a server farm in Wall Street, and that was a server farm that got flooded and went off the air or, went down. And we moved everything to the cloud on Amazon servers in Virginia. So that was the reason that we were able to